Pues bueno, hermano. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so trend watching. Since we do put the fashion electronics, it is kind of important how our product looks. So I guess we can go ahead and go to the next. So what they want right now, customers want fancy versus functional. Basically about 58% of what they like of the product that they want, describing like the in order of how much they want, 58% of the decision of what it should look like, fancy versus functional. And then it has to also be technologically innovative and yet easy to use. So the customer basically is confused. They don't know exactly what they want. They want us to tell them. Yes, exactly. So we can go next. Okay, so in Milan and Paris recently, the trends have been showing that clothing, shoes, and furniture are basically just covered with fruits and vegetable patterns. So I don't know if we want to go with that. And also the spongy feel is in contrast to last year. I don't know really. I mean, I guess the spongy could relate to the buttons if we want to, rather than like a hard clicky button that you find on like some mobiles and stuff. You'd want like a softer touch. I mean, do you guys know what I mean? Yeah. But as for the fruits and vegetable patterns, I don't know if we really want to go with that because it is just a trend, and our product we want to stay around for much longer than just a few months because, yeah, I mean, that could just be a spring thing right now. Okay, awesome. So design preferences, we need easy to read, like large buttons, clearly labeled. So, I mean, because we talked about that being a problem. And then also buttons illuminating upon touch. You said that in your design with the bulb. And that could also tie in with the color scheme. We need the Real Reaction logo and color scheme, obviously. That's one of our key goals. We want to promote our product. And I was thinking about different types of designs, and I came up with something actually right here. So what we could do is something like an old-fashioned telephone, like this, where we put the buttons around, like we put a big on-off button or something else in the middle. I mean, it could be the arrows or whatever for channel up and down, and then put the numbers around in like an old-fashioned dial shape. Because then it'll appeal to older generation and, like you said, retro's cool. So it's classically retro. So, I mean, that's just an idea if you guys like it. And, yep. Yeah. And that's it.
at the interface concept, it's going to be mostly examples of possibilities of where we can go with this. If you want to start the next way, can't really see it. There's two possible ways. On the left, if you see on the sides of the remote, you have the sort of scroll down, so you have that option right there. And then also there's the idea of face, sort of like an idea there. And then on the right, you have what's really big trend right now is the iPods. It's becoming really fascinating. And so you have this sort of very, very simplistic menu section with the round buttons. And it's sort of like you have both the kind of trendy and hip, but also very sleek and very simple, but technologically advanced. So if we want to do that, if we could find a way of sort of like using that idea in a remote control and sort of look into it, but anyway, next. There's the idea of like being able to do it by feel as well as by sight. You know, you're in the dark, you don't want to be looking at your remote control. And the picture particularly is pointing out, if you look at the top volume button, it's a V, and so you're kind of feeling a V, like volume up. What it really is a V, and what you think it is, it's down, because the down arrow. And so it's like sort of crucial, and you'd probably turn that the other way up. But then you could either do it by raised height, which could be, you know, iffy, sort of old-fashioned in a way. Mm. Either that or just have it by shape. For example, you have a specific triangular shape that you know you're looking at the up and down arrow, and then the round ones you sort of feel by, you know, the second one down, that sort of thing. So it's sort of looking into how we wanted to do it by feel. This is sort of an example of going for a certain demographic. It's particularly geared towards children.
That's cute.
It's very cute. We could probably change it to yellow, bright yellow for like for the company logo. And you have the shape, so it's very simplistic and friendly looking. And then the other thing that it would be able to do is just you program certain channels that only these children would watch. So it's like they're watching like CBGs or something like that. Keep them away from other channels. So that's like another. These are three examples sort of looking at it. You have the wider section for the main controls there. You can see how many buttons there are. And then on the left, you have an example of the round buttons and a simpler design. On the bottom, we probably wouldn't need that because it's more for like a DVD function, which we're not going to be using. So again, it's like just giving you ideas. And then down at the bottom, you have the logos, and that's where you put the RR, the reaction. And then finally, these are like the sort of same examples, but also some more just possibilities that you could go with. None of them are particularly keen on, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like just taking aspects out of that and saying, well, out of this one, we like, you know, the round section. Or we like the button size of this.
Or add, you know, the black finish or the silver finish.
Right.
I have four of those remotes. Okay.
So basic remote operation runs as follows. Press button makes connection with the power source and the rest of the circuit. Chip senses the connection. Chip produces a Morse code infrared signal specific to that button.
That would be amazing, though. Yeah. No, splinters would.
Certain restrictions do apply here, though. Latex can't do solar power with the latex one. So if they want to sell squishy rubber, they can't have solar powered option. Double curved.
What is that?
That would be two curvatures. So it would actually, if you the shape of your hand, you curve here and you curve here. Mm-hmm. So you could have two curves that match the shape of your hand to make it more comfortable to hold. Several types of chips, and they've just developed a sample sensor or sample speaker chip, which we could utilize. Push button requires a simple chip, and scroll requires a more complicated chip. So it depends on what we decide we want to do. In addition to that, if we're offering all those different options to the customer for producing their remote, we're going to have multiples of each type, like double curved and rubber. You know, each option should have a certain select number produced with all those options. So we'll have to mix it up, make sure we produce enough of everyone. But that could also drive up the price of the actual remote itself if they know that we only produced 5,000, you know,
right,
curved wooden remotes.
Okay. Oh, the thing we were talking about earlier.
Right. Except it's sort of odd, and I'm not exactly sure why they're splitting it in the way they are. There's a sample sensor, and there's a sample speaker unit. Or, so you would say, like, good morning, coffee maker, and it would respond, good morning, Joe. But I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work, because do you program, do we program the responses and the questions? Does that mean that the user then has to ask the specific question and can't change it in order for it to be recognized, or can it be altered in a certain way, or does the actual user program it?
Yeah, like using the menu to be like enter your name into the screen, like on the menu option, so that way the
so
remote reads it. I feel like voice recognition would be, I don't know, it would be too hard to really, I mean, we could do it, but
if it's within our price to get that kind of chip
technology.
Well, we are making the chip. So, I mean, but I guess we have to look at what our production cost is for the chip itself.
And it is a growing trend, the higher technological, like, I mean, just like the more advanced it is, the better it'll sell.
I thought offering some of those options for different materials that it could be made in different, I think we have to decide on the power options. Maybe.
Yeah, because we need to know how big it's going to be,
yeah,
and how heavy.
Okay, that kind of brings us to this. Let's see if we can decide what kind of energy source we want to have first and foremost. Do we want to go for batteries or a stand like the one that we saw illustrated earlier?
Oh, the base, yeah. We need to decide, well, so we can figure out how big it's going to be, like, exactly what buttons we want, and exactly...
The other thing is, like, even if it's got a few buttons...
It could be like this. Yes. This one is really comfortable. Like, I like the sides, or whatever, because... But if we have the locator, then we don't have to worry about that. So we can make it small if we have like a locating device. Two double A's for the size. Right. Yeah. Smaller with a, yeah. I think if we had a locating device with a small one, I think that seems way more advanced. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, if even looking at cell phones right now, those trends, the smaller, the hotter it is. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Ouch. A phone. Whoa, that would, wow. That would hurt. Yeah, wood. Yeah, because if it's going to cost us more to produce a chip, titanium would be more expensive. Yeah. We could do that because all our research shows that people are definitely willing to spend more. If good plan. Yeah, who knows?
We could do a cherry cover for this year, and then if next year is stripes or solids, you know.
So you're talking about like when it leaves our sales room, when it's all going to be cherry colored, or is it going to be the kind of thing where people come back?
Where we could like take off this. Yeah, because the soft latex definitely is squishy. That's in. Well, I mean squishier than like,
right.
Yeah, just a hard plastic. Because I don't, what type of, yeah, for voice activation, would it be like a certain term? What would we say? Like, because people could just be talking and we don't want it going off all the time. So. Ooh. See, I'm strangely attracted to it because I know that's, it's definitely going to be big because it's, I don't know, it's just so high tech. Oh, then maybe voice activation won't be good. Yeah, no, we just want it to be a finder. But can the department make? Oh, brilliant, then.
So we don't actually have to go for, well, if they just about the same
Yeah, good point. I think AAA. It'll be lighter. I mean, more come in a package. That's a good point. We could think about it and come back to it next meeting. We still have one more meeting.
Central button could have maybe our logo on it. It might be the four-way scroll too.
Yeah, it could be whatever. As long as there's something big in the middle, because like the old phones, there's like that just like piece of metal or like a picture or something in the middle. Oh, that's true. Good point. So scroll buttons on the side and then buttons on the top. But we definitely, if we have scroll things on the side, we definitely have to have them labeled. Yeah. Like on the side of it. If it's just up and down. Well, you could do some on both sides. Yeah. That's squishy. Have buttons. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
I think maybe we should do the button itself though, because people are able to change the covers. I don't know, maybe the on-off button, something. Some, the menu button, I don't know. But you know, if we're going to put our company logo on there and somebody could just get another one, are they all going to have a company logo on every cover?
Yeah, I don't think we should do that because that would just be icky.
Yeah.
So I think maybe putting a little button is probably a good idea.
If we want to be visible. Are all of those ones that you showed where they were silver metallic looking?
Yeah.
But those are plastic, right?
Yeah.
They're not titanium. I kind of like that look. But, or if
for
it was really,
one?
Yeah, the base. Or if we're going for the retro look, I think like a really shiny black would be cool.
Yeah, or like a gunmetal gray, because then it combines the silver and the black.
Yeah.
Yeah, buttons wear off.
Well, then what's the button do, and how do you know what the button does? Just looking at examples, you just don't ever see the logo on the button. It's always on the actual casing.
Right.
Hmm.
There's nothing saying that we have to put the logo in front.
But we want it to be seen.
Yeah.
We need it to be seen.
Cause if it was only on the back, then the only time you'd see it, it's
Well,
when you drop it or when
yeah.
you're changing the battery.
The other option is, I don't know if you can see it, it's like
I can find what you mean.
Yeah, it's like the second to last slide.
And yours was called
Interface, yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
For some reason I can't get it to just go to that slide directly.
K, it's the very right one. You see at the bottom, it's kind of difficult to see, but you have like a sort of division between the bottom, like where the logo is, and if we have the replaceable section, it's like the top. Doesn't necessarily replace the entire top. And so you have that one piece of space and the rest just sort of clips in.
Okay. Yes.
You're envisioning it, and so
Yes.
that stays the same, and you have the logo, and then you have this slip that kind of clips in, and that's the bit that changes.
Okay.
The only problem is we're using a latex overlay so that it actually would go over top of everything and have holes for the buttons. So I was thinking maybe instead of doing that, what we could do is leave a space for the
Yeah.
logo shape.
Yeah, you have a little cutout.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, you know, like a cell phone, it's like the screen.
Right.
It's always just left open. And so what are we gonna do when we're at yellow and we're at orange one?
Yeah. Some of the
Did you see anything that they liked in there?
well, some of those buttons that are blue based, well, a lot of those buttons are blue based, well, kind of. And then if we do have them illuminate upon contact, they can illuminate yellow.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Like if we like the one all the way on the left, you can see it on your computer better. Where the button is actually blue, but the number itself is clear or white or whatever. So if you pressed it, it would illuminate yellow. So we'd have blue and yellow for the touch
Oh,
buttons.
cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
yellow illumination would be good. Okay. Any other ideas or thoughts? That's gonna be fairly new in the
Anything
project, so
Yeah.
that's